Man who allegedly butchered dogs for taco meat arrested in Mexico. By Ildefonso Ortiz on October 15, 2022. Authorities in central Mexico arrested a man who is believed to have collected close to 100 dogs that he would fatten up, butcher, and allegedly sell as meat for tacos. This week, the Mexico City Attorney General's office carried out a raid at a house in the town of Nezahualcoyot after receiving information that a man was collecting dogs there and allegedly butchering them for meat. According to information released by authorities, they found more than 70 dogs in poor condition inside the house during the raid. Hashtag Catio. La et fiscalia et omex junto con et propim underscore sma y gobneza e hicutan un catio y realizan acciones para rescatar más de 70 caninos que se encontraban en condiciones de maltrato animal en un inmueble ubicado en la colonia Benito Juárez del municipio de hashtag Nezahualcoyotl. Have, pic.twitter.com/f6ifria. Fiscalia et omex, at Fiscalia et omex. October 14, 2022. As a result of the raid, the Nezahualcoyot Municipal Police and several animal rights groups worked to secure the dozens of dogs inside the building and move them to various shelters so they could be checked. Local police officers reported that none of the dogs would be put down and they would work to place them in proper care. Esta tarde de manera coordinada la Dirección General de Seguridad Ciudadana, Dirección de Medio Ambiente Nezahualcoyotl, hashtag Zoonesis, at Fiscalia Edomex, at Propim underscore Smawayat La Comodinatin MX, realizaron un operativo en la Colonel Benito Juarez. 1-3, pic.twitter.com/rxlmm5dkjh. DGSC Neza, at Seguridad Neza, October 14, 2022. Para atender denuncias ciudadanas que señalaban maltrato y condiciones insalubres de un gran número de canes en el interior de un domicilio de esta colonia. Es importante resaltar que ningún can localizado en el inmueble será sacrificado. 2-3, pic.twitter.com/lt12mipe. DGSC Neza, at Seguridad Neza, October 14, 2022. Por ahora serán trasladados al centro de atención canina del municipio hasta que culminen las investigaciones pertinentes. La Dirección General de Seguridad Ciudadana continuará siendo una institución pro animalista, pues sabemos que todas las vidas son importantes. 3-3, pic.twitter.com/btbgvzqvxv. DGSC Neza, at Seguridad Neza, October 14, 2022. According to El Sol de Toluca, the case began when an animal rights group and various neighbors complained that a house in their neighborhood was being used as a dog slaughterhouse. The neighbors claimed the person living in that house would collect stray dogs, fatten them up, and that between midnight and 3 a.m. they could hear the animals cry out as they were being butchered and that taco vendors would arrive early in the morning to collect the meat. State prosecutors have not revealed the identity of the man in custody nor the charges that he is facing. However, El Sol de Toluca reported that the man would sell the meat from the butchered dogs to various taco stands in the region. The man's sister told the newspaper that the man did not butcher the animals but would simply rescue as many dogs as he could find in the streets. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the Managing Director and Editor-in-Chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. LP Contreras from Mexico City contributed to this report.